This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. What a wild week. What a wild weekend. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so what the heck happened? Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer have a 4-hour, 57-minute battle. Djokovic takes it in five. They go 12-12 in the fifth set. It goes to a tiebreaker. They change the rule to that fifth set in the final of 12-12. It goes to that tiebreaker. Bam! First year in existence comes right into play, and Novak Djokovic outlasts Roger Federer in one of the greatest matches that I've ever watched in my life. And believe me, people, I've watched many a matches in my life. So unbelievable stuff from Novak Djokovic, unbelievable stuff from Roger Federer, unbelievable stuff from a girl by the name of Corey Coco Gauff, who was probably the biggest story other than Simona Halep, who wins the women's final, obviously, over Serena. And that's another story in itself, too. When you think about Serena and you think about Roger, both of those guys in the later stages of their careers, and you know what? Having more and more trouble winning the big match in the finals or even getting to the finals and getting that long journey of making that unbelievable run at a tournament, at a major at that. So Serena stuck on 23, Roger stuck on 20, Novak building his, puts him up to number 16. You have to start talking about this guy as one of, if not the greatest, tennis players of all time, especially by the time the guy gets done. Only 32 years of age. Unbelievable stuff, man. Absolutely incredible. There's a whole bunch of other stuff happening, too. Believe me. Baseball, we got a lot of that to talk about. NBA, man, the free agency stuff that went down. Unbelievable. All the changes, the movement in the NBA. It's ridiculous. It's unprecedented. It's amazing. And, you know, we'll get into a lot of this stuff here on the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf, people. I'm excited. This is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Losing hair sucks, and two out of three guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that two out of three. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
I am absolutely serious. He's serious. Everybody's serious. John McEnroe is serious, by the way. And that was Johnny Mac. Great stuff. Always from my producer, Scott, on the other side, making things possible. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. What a weekend. What an amazing tennis match. I'm going to get into that in a moment. I do want to run through, and by the way, I love Johnny Mac as a commentator. Like, seriously, just absolutely phenomenal. Him, Chris Fowler, and his brother Patrick, everybody that they have does just an absolutely incredible job. Like, in all honesty, in all seriousness, maybe one of the best broadcast teams when you think about sports in general are those tennis booths. They're incredible. Like, no joke at all. Anyways, I want to get into the scores real quickly from Major League Baseball. And then I just want to throw a few things out there about some of the things that I saw at Wimbledon and just give you some of my thoughts and opinions on the greats, Roger and Serena and Djokovic and Rafa and everybody else that played and made their mark throughout that tournament. But scores throughout baseball, Yankees win again, 4-2 over the Blue Jays. Tampa Bay Rays 4-1 over the Orioles, Phillies 4-3 over the Nationals, Indians 4-3 over the Twins. That's important there. We'll get to the standings here in a moment, but if you remember a couple weeks ago, I said Twins are looking in the rearview mirror. Cleveland is stepping on the gas pedal, and believe me, that race has gotten a lot tighter than people expect, and we'll see if Minnesota can keep that great play up because they're going to have to. Mets win 6-2 over the Marlins. Giants beat the Brew Crew, and they're struggling, man. The Brewers got to figure something out. 8-3, the Giants beat them. Brewers just a couple games over 500. So the Central Division, I'm not thinking it's the greatest, but we'll get into all that stuff. D-backs lose to the Cardinals 5-2. Tigers beat the Royals 12-8. Pittsburgh Pirates lose to the Cubbies 8-3. Astros 12-4 over the Rangers. Reds get beaten by the Rockies 10-9. That was an exciting baseball game there. Mariners Angels. Angels win 6-3. Athletics 3-2 over the White Sox. Braves 4-1 over the Padres. And then the Dodgers on ESPN. That was a pretty good game. I watched a little bit of that one. Dodgers win 7-4. That is in 12 innings, by the way, too. And I want to get you some of the standings in Major League Baseball and we're going to see how things are starting to get a little bit more interesting in some cases, and then obviously in other cases just continuing to add to that separation. Yankees with a 6-game lead now over the Tampa Bay Rays, 10 games over Boston, and I just don't know if Boston is going to fully play to their potential, I guess, to be honest with you. I mean, we all know they're the World Series champs. We know that. This season, 7 games over 500, on the outside looking in when it comes to the postseason. And the real reason is maybe there's some other good baseball teams in the American League. So, again, Yankees on top of the East, Rays in second, Boston Red Sox in third, and then the rest isn't worth talking about. The Twins, a 6.5-game lead over the Indians right now. And again, this lead was double digits not too long ago. So will the Minnesota Twins play a little bit better in the second half? I mean, they played great in the first half, leading the league with the home runs that they have. They score a lot of runs. They're huge in the run differential at plus 121. But you know what? If you wind up blowing that huge division lead that you had, it's all for naught, and then you might even have to scrap your way into the postseason. Like, that's how close and that's how interesting this could actually wind up getting. We'll see if it does, and believe me, I'm prepping you for it. So if it happens, I'm not going to say I told you so. I'm just thinking that the Twins have been playing a little bit above their head for a long, long time, and we'll see if it can continue. Sometimes you get that belief, and it doesn't matter, man. It makes absolutely no difference what people think, like myself. All you do is you go out there and you perform on the baseball field. But again, they're looking in the rearview mirror. Cleveland is pushing the gas pedal down, and they've made a big push. They've made this thing a lot more interesting for sure for the second half of the season. And everybody else in that division's out of it. White Sox are 14.5 games back. That's the next closest team. Houston Astros playing pretty well at this point now, starting to get their mojo, and I think that they're definitely going to have a say on what happens in the postseason. I like the Dodgers and I like the Yankees. That's what I like to have happen. But I do think that there are teams like Houston that could play a role and a factor in whether or not the Yankees do get that far. So we'll see how things play out. But Houston with a 6-game lead over the Oakland Athletics. And then behind them, the Rangers. And then after that, the Angels actually a couple games over 500 too. So that might be your best division in all of baseball, to be quite honest with you. From top to bottom, the American League West, in my humble opinion, is probably the best division top to bottom. National League, let's take a quick look at that. Atlanta Braves, 7-game lead over the Nationals. Behind them are the Phillies. And then pretty much from there, it doesn't make a difference. So you've got the Phillies who are 8.5 back. You got the Nationals 7 back. And I ultimately think that the Braves are the best team in this. I do think that either the Nationals or the Phillies do make the postseason. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Cubs with a 2.5-game lead now over the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Milwaukee Brewers need to figure something out and fast. They need pitching. They need to get that timely hitting. When you're a minus 24 in the run differential, you have some problems. But I will say this. They win a lot of close games, and then there's a lot of games where they get blown out, like the game where they play the Giants and they lose 8-3. That's a 5-run difference right there. And then the other day I saw they lost a game 12-2. But I've also seen them win those games 5-4 or 3-2. So they win close games. Best thing for them is to play close games is what I'm saying. St. Louis Cardinals behind the Brewers. They're 3 games back of the Cubs. And I really don't think we've seen the best of them yet. I don't think Paul Goldschmidt has totally gotten comfortable. So there's some things that could happen in the Central. We'll see who makes moves, and we'll see how all that stuff plays out. But definitely like the Cubs the best, and hopefully the Brewers can change that, because I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. So truth be told, I want the Brewers to do well. I just think they're missing some very important pieces to having a successful season. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to hit me up, you can do it on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. You want to talk baseball with me, you can. You want to talk anything, to be quite honest with you, whatever's on your mind, always on my mind here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. All right, so real quickly, in the West, you have the Dodgers pretty much running away with this thing. And I nobody's surprised about that. Nobody at all. I actually think it's somewhat surprising that the Rockies aren't a little bit better. And then I actually think it's surprising that the Arizona Diamondbacks are actually playing relatively well when you think about the offseason that they had when they pretty much got rid of everybody. But they are still competing. They're battling. And that's where you have to pat Torey Lovello on the back. That guy knows how to win with less better than just about anybody in all of Major League Baseball, if you ask me. So kind of give that dude kudos, to be quite honest with you, because I don't think the D-backs are all that great. And we'll see how the second half of the season goes for them. I didn't think wind up a few games under 500, to be quite honest with you. What about the Padres? I mean, this Manny Machado move doesn't seem like it's panning out so well. And then when you think about what the Phillies did, bringing in Bryce Harper, another guy that I don't necessarily know if that move is panning out quite as well yet either. Anyways, just some food for thought there. All right, so that's Major League Baseball. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll get into something else. You know I'm going to be talking sports, so keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, this is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
And Charlie Culberson will be the final regular man available to pinch hit for the Braves. High fly ball, hit deep toward left center, at the track, at the wall, Tommy locks us up again. Hot shot, fair ball, hit it for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline, and the Braves get two in the night.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Mighty Ten.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf it is. Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that may still be going for some of you people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so been thinking a little bit during the break. Don't usually do that often, but was thinking a little bit. And I was really impressed with what I saw from Novak Djokovic several times throughout the match in that five-setter that he wins 7-6 in the first set. I believe that tiebreaker was 7-5 or something along those lines. Then he loses the second set 6-1. Roger just played phenomenal. Then the third set, Joker comes back again, wins that one 7-6, 7-4 in that breaker. Then you have Roger come back one more time, and he gets it done 6-4, forcing that fifth and final and just everything that everybody wants to see. And if you want that fifth set, I'm sorry. That's what you want. You want to see two guys competing and going to the brink of elimination and being out there for as long as they possibly can, to be quite honest with you. At least that's what I'm looking for. And this one is just something to remember. It's one for the ages. New rule in effect this year at 12-12. You wind up playing a tiebreaker at that point in the fifth set. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. By the way, Joker, 33-1 since 2018. Wimbledon, only losses in the French Open. I mean, it's just unbelievable in Grand Slams, that is. The record is just remarkable. That's why I think he is flat out, hands down, the toughest you-know-what on the tour today. And he's so mentally, physically, and emotionally strong. Incredibly tough to break this guy down. So what happened in that fifth and final set at 12-12 with the new rule in effect that they go and play a tiebreaker at that point, a 7-point tiebreaker, win by two? And before that, Roger gets the break at 7-7 to go up 8-7, and he has the championship on his racket, for crying out loud. And this is when it dawned on me, and I said to my girlfriend as we're watching this, I said, if Roger doesn't win this game right now, he's losing this match. And she looks at me and she says, wow. I said, look, when you do what he just did, and then you don't go out there and seal the deal or close the door, however you want to put it, whatever cliche you want to use, you start having that doubt, and then the other guy starts having that belief. And that's exactly what I saw happen. I saw a guy in Roger Federer have a chance to serve it out. And not only that, he's up 40-15 in the game, so he has two match points. Joker somehow guts it out, gets it done, gets that break back. And then I'll give Roger credit because he did hold his you-know-what together after that. And he was able to keep himself composed enough to force this thing to 12-12. So ultimately then what happens is what happened two other times throughout this match. Novak plays a better tiebreaker than Roger. And there were little things that happened in each of those tiebreakers where Roger tightened up just a little bit. And Novak was calm, cool, collected. Poised, beyond control, man. I am just so amazed at the way that that dude handles pressure. I always say pressure bust pipes. Well, let me tell you something. Pressure does not bust Novak Djokovic's pipes. And I'm going to be totally honest here. Most of the people, at least in my humble opinion, most of the people watching that match were probably cheering for Roger Federer more so than they're cheering for Novak Djokovic. Obviously, unless you're a Novak Djokovic fan, quite naturally. But if you're just a fan of tennis, you're probably pulling for Roger Federer to add to his greatness versus wanting to see Djokovic put himself in the conversation. And what I mean by that is usually a lot of times when you are late in your career, people are very sentimental toward trying to help you achieve and reach those amazing accomplishments and those goals that most people can only dream of. So ultimately, when I'm watching that match and I'm seeing how the fans are totally hoping and wishing that Roger will pull through one more time and add to that legacy. But unfortunately, as you get older and the pressure starts to mount and it gets even greater, you start thinking about those opportunities that you have. And you're wondering how many more times you're going to have that opportunity. And then when things don't go your way, it takes you probably that much longer to recover from something like this. And that's where Serena comes into this conversation. Maybe the greatest tennis player of all time, man or woman. But for some reason, since her return after the baby, she hasn't been able to win a major championship. She's been close. She's been real close a couple times now. But you know what? Simona Halep dusted her off pretty easily. 6-2, 6-2 in the final. And Serena never really got engaged in that match, if you ask me. Because Simona Halep was just that damn good on that particular day. And going back to Roger and Novak, Roger was really, really, really damn good. Djokovic was just a little bit better. And ultimately, to me, when Novak Djokovic is playing his best tennis, nobody can beat him. When Serena Williams is playing her best tennis, nobody can beat her. I can't say that about Roger Federer anymore. because I've seen the kinks in his armor. Do I love Roger Federer, and do I think that he is one of, if not the greatest all time right now? Absolutely. But you know what? In sports, it's always changing, man. So who in the hell is to say that by the end of this thing, Novak Djokovic won't be the best player of all time? Which, because in my humble opinion, if he continues to go down the road that he's going, that's where he's going to be, people. Whether you like it or not, whether you want to cheer for the guy, whether you hate him, the dude can play tennis like nobody's business, man. And I'll tell you what, he is an absolute warrior. So tough, so mentally strong, so physically fit. It's impossible to break that guy down. The only guy that can break him down at this point, I'm sorry, but truth be told, the only guy that I have ever seen break Novak Djokovic down is Novak Djokovic himself. Guys can play really well against him, but he usually is up for the task and answers the bell, answers the call. But you know what? Sometimes somebody can just be better than you on that particular day. But I'll tell you what, I'll take that dude with me any single time to a tennis match, and I'll definitely take him twice with me on Sundays. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I do hear the music behind me, so I'm going to do that. When I come back, I'll probably get into the NBA, to be honest with you, because I got to talk about the free agency and all the player movement and the new landscape of what is now your new NBA, people. So keep it close, everybody. As you know, I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap. And yes, as always, it's Sports Overnight America, people.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. Promo code Rick.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Hanging out with you is always fun to do. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. Love talking to you on Twitter. Believe me. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And in case you're into the Summer League thing, which happens in Vegas, Pelicans go down to the Grizzlies, 88-86. That was in overtime, by the way. And then the T-Wolves win 85-77 over the Nets. So there's your final. Those two teams, that was the semifinals, by the way. So those are your winners. The Grizzlies will be playing the T-Wolves in the finals of the NBA Summer League. And, you know, the interesting thing about the Summer League is it used to just kind of come and go. And now you have a lot of guys that show up to this stuff. A lot of the players are hanging out watching things. So it seems to be a little bit more intriguing a little bit because guys are coming out to hang. Anyway, speaking of hanging, Anthony Davis is willing to put his roster up against any roster in the NBA. Look, man, if he doesn't say that, then he's probably not a team player. And if he doesn't believe it, well, then he probably should be playing for a different team, right? I mean, you have to go into things thinking that you have enough bullets in the gun or enough horses to bring to the occasion to go out there and get the task done. I'm not sure if I buy into the Lakers roster quite yet. We know how the NBA works, man. You got to have shooters now. LeBron is not a great shooter. Anthony Davis, you don't want, I mean, look, he can shoot, but you don't want him shooting threes all day long. Boogie Cousins, I mean, it's similar. JaVale McGee, he ain't doing stuff outside. He ain't shooting. He ain't spreading the floor for you. Jared Dudley, you think he's going to spread the floor for you? Rajon Rondo, you think he's going to spread the floor for you? So I think they're missing some things. Do I think they're going to be good? Sure, they'll be good. Well, they can't be as bad as they were this last season, can they? So they'll be better for sure. But I'm not willing to jump on AD's back and say, look, man, I agree, dude, that roster is off the hook. Because it's not. I'd be lying to you. I would not be telling you what I truly feel. So that was somewhat interesting to me about what he thinks. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit of who's on their roster, by the way, too. Okay? I do like the Avery Bradley pickup. I like that one. It's a good one. Still got Caldwell Pope. He's there. You got Alex Caruso, who actually played pretty decent minutes. Then now got Quinn Cook, who came over from Golden State. DeMarcus Cousins as well. Troy Daniels is there. Anthony Davis, as we all know. Jared Dudley, like I said. Danny Green. LeBron James. Kyle Kuzma. JaVale McGee, like I've told you. Lance Stephenson is still on that roster. Here's where I'm at with it. There's some decent names, but they're Jared Dudley, 34, Danny Green, 32. So those are guys that I've, you know, I kind of like, but they're also kind of older. Rajon Rondo, I don't think he's the same guy he was when he played with Boston. And I think that's kind of what I would say for the whole roster. None of them are probably the same guy that they were a few years ago. AD's been around a while. LeBron's been around a hell of a long time, as we know. And then the guys I just mentioned, Jared Dudley, Rajon Rondo. They've been around the block. I almost feel like this is kind of like when Karl Malone and Gary Payton wound up going to the Lakers late, trying to chase one. Trying to chase one of those rings. It's kind of how I feel about this right now. So I'll see if the Lakers will make me a believer in what they're trying to accomplish. I thought this was pretty cool. It happened in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP, no longer wants to be called the MVP right now, because that's how cool this kid is. He doesn't want you to linger and think about what he accomplished last season, because you know what? Last season's over. And ultimately, they didn't do what they wanted to do and what they set out to do. Sure, they won the most games in all of the NBA, 60 games. Got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Things were looking great. Up 2-0 on Toronto, and then bam. Kawhi Leonard and the rest of the dudes on Toronto smacked the Bucks right in the face. So I think that the growing pains were in for them. But what I loved from what the takeaway for me was from Giannis addressing Milwaukee and the fans that come out, hang out there in Deer District, right in front of Pfizer Forum. And he said to that crowd, look, man, he even asked for suggestions, like, what do you people think I need to work on? People screaming out, free throws, three-point shooting. Someone screams out, we love you, man. Look, it's refreshing when a guy knows that he can improve and he doesn't want to sleep on what he's accomplished. I like that. I like that a lot. I also like that he really wants to stay in Milwaukee. There's not a lot of guys like him in the NBA right now. There's him. There's Damian Lillard. I'm trying to think of the guys that don't want to go and ball with their buddies. And there's also something about Giannis that I find refreshing is he's not buddies with everybody. He doesn't work out with anybody that's playing right now. He works out with ex-NBA basketball players. He's done his time with Kevin Garnett. He's hung out with Kobe Bryant. There's something really, really special and unique about this kid. And Milwaukee, you are so lucky. You have one of the most dynamic basketball players to ever come into the NBA playing for you. And he wants to stay there. He wants to be there. That wasn't the case with Lou Alcindor back in the day. Lou Alcindor did not want to be in Milwaukee. You know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar now, but Lou Alcindor played for the Milwaukee Bucks, gave the Milwaukee Bucks the only championship that they had, him and the Big O. And it was cool seeing those guys back in the building because they see it, man. They see how special and how unique and how amazing Giannis is going to be. So I really, really, really like that. Let's hit on Russ and James Harden a little bit real quick, because that was the last domino to fall. Chris Paul probably going to be bought out there with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then we'll see where he winds up. He could wind up in L.A. too. He could be a Los Angeles Laker, no doubt. No doubt. Then I think they become a little bit more interesting. but will he be able to stay healthy? I don't think you have to worry about that with James and Russ. Russ is a beast. I don't get people dogging Russell Westbrook. I don't get it. I'm sorry. Please explain it to me. 1-800-878-7529. I don't understand it for the life of me. The dude averages a triple-double for crying out loud. And don't tell me, oh, he's a stat padder. He's jumping over his teammates to get rebounds. No, dude, he's freaking out-efforting these other guys, man. He cares more. He wants the ball more than they do. And to be quite honest with you, he could average another 5 or 6 assists a game easily if dudes would knock down shots for that guy. So I take like serious offense to people that dog Russ. Because Russ is really damn good, man. Russ is really, really damn good. And in case you forgot, he, James, and KD, they were on the brink of something incredible in Oklahoma City. Incredible, people. They broke that thing up because they didn't want to pay him, didn't want to go into the luxury tax. So don't tell me that Russell Westbrook isn't a winner. I'm tired of hearing people tell me Russell Westbrook's not a winner. Again, he's another guy that I would absolutely love to have on my team. Abso-freaking-lutely love to have that guy on my team. And if you think about what you're getting from him versus what you got from Chris Paul, you're getting an upgrade in every way except one way, shooting. And to be quite frank with you, I think that's the best possible news for Westbrook because dude doesn't have to take those shots. He's got other guys to take them, like Eric Gordon and James Harden. Pass those guys the ball on the three-point line. Drive to the basket the way that you do with no regard for human life, like the way that you do it, man. And how can it be bad to have Russell Westbrook and James Harden in the ball game late when both of those guys want to have the ball in their hands? And you know that either one of those guys can get to the line at any given moment. To me, it's a luxury. I'm sorry, but it's a luxury. And if you don't think that they can figure out how to get this thing done and work together, you're insane, man. You are absolutely insane. They're professionals, people. They'll figure out how to get it done. They got too much damn talent not to. So Houston's in the mix. Utah's in the mix. Denver's in the mix. Both LA teams in the mix. Golden State's in the mix. The West is going to be off the hook, man. West is going to be off the freaking hook. All right, speaking of off the hook, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll come back. I'll wrap things up like I always do with my parting shot. All right, everybody, weekend recap. Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Both teams out of fouls to give. Westbrook, another foul line jumper and another miss. Timeout, Utah. And you are seeing a performance that they will be talking about for a long, long time. And a long rebound out to Westbrook. The Thunder want to push. Crosses up Gallinari. Got to the rim. Finishes.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. You can always follow me on Twitter and hang out and talk to me there. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Shows and articles and things like that on the website. And always a good place to, you know, throw your opinion out there, man. Love it. Real quickly, before I get out of here, in case you didn't know, Tony Romo successfully defends that celebrity golf title. And the dude can play golf, man. If you've never watched him, guy can play. And quite honest, I actually think he's a pretty good commentator when it comes to football, too. Either some people like him, some people hate him. Don't make a difference to me. Whatever. It is what it is. I think the guy's pretty decent. Seems like a pretty cool guy in general, to be quite honest with you. All right, so got to get the heck out of Dodge like always. And like what I like to do when I do is I leave you with that parting shot. And I'm going to go back and spend a couple of moments here on Wimbledon and the things that happened. Corey Coco Gauff, the young up-and-coming superstar American, she's got a really, really bright future. I hope she continues to play at a high level and impresses us and grows into that superstar that we all think she can be. And then Novak Djokovic, man, wow. Dude, you are unbelievable. I think what you do out there on that tennis court is like nobody else that I've ever seen, and you're really one of the best of all time, and all you did was make yourself that much closer to it. So I love what you did in being able to beat Roger Federer, where I'm telling you, most if not everybody was pulling for that guy. All right, everybody, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. So I got to say thanks to Scott on the other side for making it all possible. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America.